Peace is every good and perfect gift, beloved. John James chapter number 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift, they come from the Lord, the Father of light, in whom there is no degree of variableness, neither is there any shadow of turning. Every good gift they come from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or a shadow of turning. And what does that scripture mean? The Bible will say there is no deceitfulness in God. God is not a two-faced God. Beloved, if God has our eyes this far and give us good gifts and then go and change it. No. He said children are the heritage of the Father, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. They are God's heritage. Children are the heritage of the Father. And beloved, the fruit of the womb is his reward. Children are you. They are God's heritage. They are not instruments of cruelty. They are instruments of joy. They are instruments that God added to the family. Beloved, they are instruments, beloved, that increases, not to diminish, not to reduce. They are instruments that God has said, I will give this as a reward. God gave the kids to us. That is why we saw it, beloved. The word of the Lord will say in the book of Proverbs, it said, children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their grandchildren. Beloved, that is God's word. That is God's word. Your children's children are the crown of old men, that is the aged, and the glory of sons is their fathers. The glory of sons is their fathers. Our children are God's gift. They are meant to be for us what we see, and our soul have joy and delight in them. Actually, that is everything that you work for, labor for, is so that when you are old and gone, we can pass these things unto the children. Beloved, that is why Proverbs 13:22, the word of the Lord said, a good person will leave an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Because they don't have someone to pass it on to. A sinner does not even know how to leave those good things on children. But the Most High God says that what you and I have labored for, they are to be heritages, what we leave in heritances for our children's children. Beloved, Abraham leave, beloved, blessing for Isaac. Isaac did for Jacob. But not the other way. So my children cannot die before me. Therefore, God says that God's gifts are good. And the gifts, beloved, he gave us children. Children that were heritages of the Father. The fruit of the womb that he gave as a reward. That is why, God, you are going to say to the Lord this morning, Lord, I bow in worship. I will not bow to worship the enemy of my children, the enemy of my God. I will not bow to worship secret. I refuse to bow to worship infirmity. I refuse to bow to worship even demonic situation aside against my children. Children are your gift that you have given me. They are the blessing of God that maketh rich and have no sorrow unto it. Zopi atua atolenge kutosu ate. Istopeto lengreke tuzuzo. Doklusto ozua apio. Ondegege libruso ote. Endege kustoso ziatuate. Elabio, Otto Grossosi at all. Bekle Kusoto, Osu Ate. Elabio, Otto Aza, Ziatoli. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Beloved, as we opened the scriptures yesterday, as the Lord opened us unto the word of God, it says, if God doesn't build the house, Psalm 127, the builders only but builds shacks, vainful building, but yet you and I, we saw that our God is the builder of our lives. We saw that every house is built by someone, but God is the builder and the maker of all things. We saw through the scriptures, Hebrews chapter number 3, we saw without fail that Jesus Christ is interested in our lives. God is, and he appointed his own son, Jesus Christ, who is faithful. So him who appointed him as the builder of our lives. Jesus Christ is the apostle and the high priest of our confession. An apostle is the sent one. A sent one with a mission. The Father sent the Son so that he can make himself a sacrifice for us. To build us up, he gave us his word, he gave us the power of the Holy Spirit. So, beloved, the word of the Lord said, as Moses was faithful in God's house, yet Jesus has been considered worthy of much greater honor than Moses. Just as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. Because Moses himself, beloved, is a house. And the one that put his house in order is God. In the same way that he demonstrated faithfulness, we saw our God's faithfulness, it was meant to be in our favor so that we can also be faithful if beloved, even like Moses was faithful. But we have to know the faithfulness of God. And that we see in his commitment to build. Beloved, children are the heritage of the Father. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Psalm 139, beloved, God begins to speak to us. Through the mouth of David. David said, oh yes, in verse number 13. You shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, I God. You are breathtaking, body and soul. I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before and even lived one day. The days of my life. He knows all about them. But in his record of knowing, there was no defect. There was no deformity. There was no pain. Because when he saw what was good. Beloved, so any evil attaching themselves to what God has made, that demonic evil manipulation, satanic evil attachment, architectural design for your life, for the life of your children. That is why we are rising up this morning, because the word of the Lord says, the watchman stays awake in vain unless the guards of the city, unless the Lord guards the city. The watchman, they stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, the children are a heritage, a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows are in the hand of the warrior, so are the children of one's youth. There is no way that you and I could have said that when God gave the gift, he gave pain. No. When he gave them, they were good gifts. The Bible says that they were the heritage and gift that comes from the Most Lord. They were like the right arrows in the hand of a warrior that will shoot and hit its target. They were not misfired arrows. That is why you are saying, everything designed by hell to make my children to be a misfired arrow in the hand of the warrior, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I cancel you today by the blood of Jesus. Zepi atua azotue elapio otoguzate. I declare war against anything and everything that wants my children to become a misfired arrow in the hand of a warrior, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, when there are misfired arrows, there are arrows that don't hit their target. There are plans that are not executed. Beloved, they are good arrows but are not shot according to plan, according to what was intended, according to purpose. So every good and perfect gift coming from the Lord and the Father as genuine, beloved, the new reason why he allowed our children to be in his hand, beloved, is a sharp arrow, the right arrows in the hand of the warrior. The Lord is a mighty man of war. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is a warrior. He has a plan. He has a purpose for our children, so they cannot be misfired arrows. You are saying, my father, my children shall not be misfired arrow in the hand of the lion of the tribe of Judah. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I declare, my children shall not be misfired arrow. They shall not be misfired arrow. When the arrow is misfired, it always bursts back. It doesn't reach the target. And beloved, so it was not a good sign that when a warrior holds an arrow and he shoots it and it goes back to the warrior, it becomes a dangerous implement rather than a gainful implement. You are saying, my children, you shall not be a dangerous tool in the hand of the master. Lu osi atuate etuazo zoprida custo socie. Esotua, elapio, otugazate, etege kusoto, usopia atuase. My children, you shall not be a misfired arrow in the hand of the Almighty. Usopia atuazo, soplede custo sociate, etege kusoto, ondegege kesu, ondegege libris ote. Isotia asu ate endegege libris ote endegege kusoto usotua atuate elapio otugazote elapio otrosusiato ondegege libris ote endegege libris ato osusia atuate elapio otuazo ondegege libris osia. Ella pio otu gosuate, endegege libris ote, endegeku soto susi atua, Ella pio otro susia. Ella pio otua asotue. Ella pio otu gugusote. Isopia atuate. Ella pio otto grossusiato. Onde keke libris ote. Isopia atogogo libris ote. Isopia atua atua. Atua atua. Ella pio otto gugusiate. Endegege libris ote. Endega apio otuazo. Ondegege libris ote. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege libris osia. Ella pio otogosuate. Elle velicresiate. Endegege libris ote. Isopia atuate. Ella pio otogosuate. Isoprondege lecresiate. My children, you shall not be a misfired arrow. You shall not be a misfired arrow beyond the aquata in the hand of the Almighty, in the hand of a warrior. Zapio otu desu ate, elapio otu ate, endegege libris ote, esu atua, endegege libris ote, isopia atua ate, elapio otrosu ate, endegege libris ote, isopia atuazo, ondegege libris osiato, osusia atua, leke kutoso, soprodegazate, istoso siatua, elapio otugasu ate, endega kuazo, soprodege kusote, isopia atongogo likrasu ate, isoprondege kekusote, isopia atuazo, endege kusote, isopia atuate, elapio otogogosote, elapio otroso, ondegege libris ote, endegege libris ote, isopia atuaste, neke kutoso, otuate, elapio otogazate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, my children, be misfired arrow. You shall not be misfired arrow. You shall not be misfired arrow. You shall not be misfired arrow in my family. You shall not be misfired arrow. You shall not be misfired arrow in the hand of a warrior. You will not be misfired arrow in my ministry. You will not be misfired arrows in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, my own children shall not be misfired arrow. Isopia atugazote, eso suprote gekusote. I decree and declare, my children, by the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall not be misfired arrow. You shall not be misfired arrow. Usopia atugazote, elapio otroguzato. Ondegege libris ote, isopia atuate, endegege libris ote, isopia atugazote, esoprotuzasiate, endegege kusoto, ondegege libris ote, endegege libris osia, istososiato, ondegege libris ote, isopia atuazo, ondegege libris ote, isopia atuaze, elapio otuaze, elapio otroso, ondegege libris ote, isopia atua, atua, elapio otruso, ondegege libris ote, isoprondegege custoso sie, istobolingla saate, elabe kutuguso ote, isoprondegege custoso. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, this is a serious thing this morning. For example, when you look at the nations that rise up against each other, when they are going to use a missile or a nuclear weapon, whatever weapon of, whether they are going to fight on ground or they want to fight in the air, beloved, they plan it, they will strategize and they will know where they want to shoot the arrow to. The arrow that is the missile of the God, whatever it is they want to use on ground, or they want to fight from the air. They don't just wake up and begin to fight without any strategy. So they map out the locations that they want their instruments of war to reach. So that they don't hurt the friend and preserve the enemy. So they are well informed. They have the logistics on ground. They plotted and they plan how to attack the enemy. But you know, when you read in the news, and you and I, we read that the Russian plane crash landed because it was flying over a wrong part of Syria. And they brought it down because it was a misfired war plane. It was heading in the wrong direction. And the people that does not want it to hit their land won. You are flying over a wrong place. You are flying over a wrong location. And beloved, because they don't listen, they brought them down. We saw that when a plane takes off and it's flying over a wrong zone that it's not supposed to fly in, it holds, beloved, a potential of being brought down. We also saw the other day, this Russian plane that came down in Egypt, they are still doing investigation. Maybe I'm not up to date to know what has become that which flew in the wrong place. What was the reason why it went down? Everybody inside of that aircraft did not make it. For the country that owned the plane, for the business that owned it, it was a loss. Every aircraft was meant to deliver again, not a loss. Every instrument of war was meant to hit its target, not to end in the wrong place. Every instrument of war was meant, beloved, to achieve the result that it was created for. Beloved, there was not meant to be mistakes. God created our children and gave them to us, not by guesstimate. He had everything figured out about the life of our children that you and I have seen in the last 2 days, that they were meant to walk in, they were meant to fulfill. The word of the Lord said, like you had me in Psalm 139. God's word said, you form my innermost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your words, and my soul knows it so well. There was no bit of me, including the intricacies of my inside. There was nothing about me that was hidden unto the Most High God. What does the word of the Lord say? It said, beloved, concerning us, the 1 year old to year 99 years old, God's word said, my frame was not hidden from you when I was formed in secret and intricately and skillfully formed, as if embroidered with many colors in the depths of the earth. You took a mold. You mold me. You have thought about me. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. When I do not exist like you saw in Jeremiah chapter number 1 yesterday, he said, before you actually arrived here, I knew all about you. Before your body was formed, God knew about my children. And the personality of power that wants to reconfigure them in a wrong way to cause me pain rather than joy, to make me to suffer because of my children. They belong, those are the power that must go down this morning. They are the powers that must be destroyed, that must be wasted in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any power anywhere that wants to rise against the divine agenda of God for my children must be wasted. There is no way of escape for them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so the word of the Lord help us to see that God did not just wake up and, beloved, just leave us and our children to struggle along just to make what was meant to be a joy to become what is causing sorrow. God does not, it's not part of the plan at all. Beloved, God did not design them to become a burden for us. God did not design them to make them to give us unsettlement in our soul. He said, I knew you before I shaped you in the womb. I knew all about you before you saw the light of day. I had only plans for you. He had only plans. He has a purpose. The purpose is not for pain. The plan is not to waste. Therefore, you are saying, anything and anything that attach itself to my children that is contrary to the divine agenda of God, you are commanding those things. I cut you off every predetermined counsel of hell to waste, to devour, to shoot at my kids in the night or in the daytime. Today I break your oath. I charge you by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atukazote. Estus di atua atuato. On degege libros ote. Isopia atuato. On degege libros ote. Isopia atuate. Ella pio otokuzote. Isoprondige kuzote. Estus di atuate. Ella pio otukazuate. Isoprondige kuzote. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, my children, you shall not be a misfired arrow in the hand of your maker. God said that they were like the arrows in the hand of the warrior. The one who is the warrior is the one who created our children. The one who is the lion of the tribe of Judah is the one who has original plan mandate for our children. You have said your descent, they were good gifts that were added unto us. He said, how blessed, happy and fortunate is the man whose quiver is filled with them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in gatherings at the city gate. So when your children are fired as the arrows of God, they were not to become instruments of shame, instruments of reproach, instruments of ridicule. They were the arrows in the hand of the Lord that terminate shame, remove reproaches, eliminate pain. Give us an opportunity to see in the home. He said that you will begin to have, beloved, things that brings you joyfulness, not painfulness. Things that will bring us gladness of heart. The things that will bring us honor and not shame. Therefore, you are saying, my children, by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall not be a wrong arrow in the hand of the Almighty. You will not be a misfired arrow in the hand of your maker. in the hand of the creator of the universe, you will not be an additional pain or problem to me. Every problem, every evil associate itself unto any child in this commission to trouble the household, to trouble this commission. In the mighty name of Jesus, I caught you up. 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 It's a Atua, 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 Atua. Endege kusoto, lo proto kusote, indogogo to go so siatua, ilo mongleke kusote, iso prondege kusote, iso piatuale, endege ke kusoto, o tuasa. You will see this morning, I want to believe everybody is praying right now. 2 Kings chapter number 13, verse 14. The word of the Lord said, now Elijah had become sick with the illness by which he will die. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over him and said, oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. And Elijah said to him, take a bow of arrows and arrows. Take a bow and arrows. So he took a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. And he put his hand on it. And Elijah put his hand on the king's hand. And he said, open the window to the east. You can see he was guarded. He came to Elijah because Elijah was the prophet that was guiding him. He has done victory many times because he was divinely guided through the man of God. He said, put your hand on the bow. And he put his hand on it. And Elijah put his hands on the king's hands. And he said, open the window to the east. And he opened it. Then Elijah said, shoot. And he shot. And Elijah said, the Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Arab Syria, for you will strike the Arameans and Apec until you have destroyed them. Then he said, take the arrows. And he took them. Elijah said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. I want to show you a secret. He said, strike the ground, and he struck it three times and stopped. So the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck down Arab until you had destroyed it. But now you shall strike Arab only three times. And Elijah died and they buried him. And beloved, the king only had victory over his enemy, the number of times that he shot to the ground. I want you to know that a normal arrow, when you are facing a battle, you don't shoot to the ground, you shoot into the air. But beloved, there is a spiritual disposition that Elisha showed him by governing him. The earth is a place where people live. The king, beloved, the Syrians, they live their part of the people that live in the earth. And they are the ones that have troubled the nation of Israel overseas. And so the king of Israel needed victory over them. And therefore, he was guided to shoot, not look looking at the enemy for positioning it to the earth where they dwell. So it means that wherever they are located, wherever they came from that arrow that was pointed to the earth, they will be defeating them. And so I want you to know that the enemy also knows this strategy and uses it against people. So when the enemy tries to get a personality and you know that it is an arrow, arrow was meant to hit suddenly, unaware. You cannot trace even where it's coming from, beloved. So when you see the Boconaras, or when you see the ISIL, they hit a place. Nobody knows when they got there until they begin to shoot down. How can a car bomber, just drove into an hotel, and beloved, hit the hotel with explosive, it passed through the roads. And many people are dying because they were implements and instruments of cruelty that was used, and they have plotted out and planned out a strategy that make them to begin to get ground suddenly. So when this happens, we see all sort of things happening in the body, in the life of the people, as we have seen happen in the nation. So when God gave me this prayer this morning, if you yourself, instead you will have to shoot that enemy down. The enemy that says that they will not let go of our children. The enemy that is shooting an arrow to us against our children in order to trouble our lives, to trouble our businesses, to trouble our career. The enemy that wants to turn, beloved, our children to become a misfired arrow. Misfired arrow that causes pain rather than bringing pleasure. Arrow that brings, because when you eat your target, there is joy everywhere. Arrow that causes, beloved, trouble rather than add on to our triumph. You are sent to the Lord. Lord, I decree and declare, we are praying that prayer 7 times. You will call your children. You will call your children. You will say, you are meant to be an arrow that brings gain for me, for my family, in the hand of the Lord. You are meant to be an arrow of joy, an arrow of God's goodness. Therefore, you shall not be in my hand to a misfired arrow in the hand of the Almighty, causing pain, causing losses, allowing the devourer to come into my space. I disallow you, my children. You shall not be a misfired arrow in the hand of your maker. You will fulfill the intention and the purpose that God has called you to be. You shall not be a misfired arrow, my son, my daughter. You shall not be a misfired arrow. You will not cause me grief. You will not cause me pain. The enemy will not use you to trouble my life. The enemy will not use you to trouble my home. The enemy will not use you to trouble my family. The enemy will not use you to make me weep. The enemy will not use you to make me sorrow. The enemy will not use you to stop my rising. The enemy will not use you to stand in my way of progress. The enemy will not use you even to trouble my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, everyone that you have given to me in this commission, the enemy shall not engage them as an instrument of cruelty to trouble me. They shall not be an instrument of waste. They shall not be an instrument even of trouble to me, to this commission. In the mighty name of Jesus, any child in my home, they shall not be a misfired arrow in the hand of their maker. They shall not be a misfired arrow even in my ministry. They shall not be a misfired arrow in my career. They shall not be a misfired arrow even to my progress. They shall not be a misfired arrow even to the work of my answer. They shall not be a misfired arrow to my peace. They shall not be a misfired arrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Isopia atuazo. You are saying, my children, you shall not be used as an instrument of cruelty against my life, against my destiny. Oh, you devil, you will not trouble me by using my children to cause me pain. You shall not trouble me by using my children able to cause pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, my children, you shall not be a misfired arrow. You shall not be a misfired arrow. You shall not be a misfired arrow in the hand of the Almighty. You are my instrument. God gave you to bring me dignity. God gave you to bring me joy. God gave you to strengthen me. God gave you to put laughter in my face. God gave you even to be an addition of joy in my home, to terminate shame and reproach in my life. Therefore, I decree and declare, my children, you shall not be a misfired arrow in my life. Isopia atuazo. On degege kuzoto. Osuzi atuate. En dege kuzoto. On dege kuzote. Isopro tugazate. En lapio otugazo. On degege kuzoto. Osuzia atuate. My own children, you should misfire an arrow even unto me. O sapia atuazo. On dege kuzote. Isopruto da kuzote. Esosia atuate. Ella pio otrosusia. Esto sosiato. On dege kuzote. Illo potuguso tua. En dege kuzoto. O sapia atuazo. On dege keke libros ote. Isopia atuate. En dege keke libros ote. Isopia atuazo. On dege keke libros ote. Isopia atuate. En dege keke tuzote. En lapio atuazo. On dege keke kuzote. De protusa ate. Isto on dege kuzoto. I forbid you from becoming a misfired arrow. You shall not be a misfired arrow. My sons and my daughters, you shall not cause me pain. You shall not bring me trouble. You will not have trouble even against my life. You shall not have trouble against my children, against my business. You shall not have trouble against the work of my answer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Ilobia Atua Azuzote. En dege ke kuzoto, o susia atuaze, elapi on dege likrasu ato, o sopia atuaze, en dege ke kuzoto, o su uto otuaze, se prede kusto sosi ato, on dege ke kuzote, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, my children, I refuse you from becoming a misfired arrow in the hand of the Almighty. Ilopi akuato. O tugo si ate. You shall not be pain. You shall not cause trouble. You will not be an instrument of the divine in my ministry, in my career, in my business. In the mighty of the Lord Jesus. Ilopi akuato. O keke kuso. O susia atuate. Ilopi akuato.
To manipulate my life, to bring my life to a
lì cruso ote, in sopia a tuato, o degege cusoto, o sosia a tuate, e degege lè cruso ote, in sosua a tuate, in sopia tu casa ate, e degege lì cruso ote, in sopia a tuate, you shall not be an instrument of cruelty. In sopi acquata, o sosia attuate, e la pia tuaso, o negege libruso ote, e negege libruso ote, e la pia otugus ote, in sopro negege suate, e negege susia, e negege libruso ote, e negege libruso ote, e la pia otugas ote, e sopro tugasi ate, e la pio otugazote, in sopia atua, atua, e la petogo gosuzia, e negeke kusote, in sopro negeke kusote, in sopia atuate. Beloved, you have said, my children, we are present this morning because the enemy has an evil agenda. He plotted it out, he plotted it out, and every plan of the devil must be wasted. Those plans must not come to pass. Every demonic agenda, plan of the wicked, beloved, against the righteous must not prosper. So you are saying, my sons and my daughters, I sanctify you by the power in the blood of Jesus. You shall not be a misfired arrow in the hand of your maker. You shall not be an instrument that is used by the enemy to trouble me, to traumatize me. God has given you as a blessing, and that is who you are. You shall not be an instrument that caused trouble for my life. The only gekusoto, the atua atuaza, zepre nekosusie, endege kegebrosusie, endege kusoto, osusi atua atua. Elebeke kutoso si atuate, endege kusoto su si atua, leke tuzote, elekle kozuate, endegege libruz ote, isopia atuato, ondegege libruz ote, isopia atuate, ilomoko libruz ote. Reuben was the first son that Leah born unto Jacob. Genesis 49, it says it was meant to be an instrument of dignity, an instrument of honor, but that was not what he lived by. It was a disappointment. He became a misfired arrow. He became an instrument of pain, an instrument of sadness, an instrument of sorrow. It was not meant to be so. That was not what the original intention of God was. For every child that opens the womb, beloved, they were meant to be a demonstration, an instrument of strength. It said Reuben, in verse number 3, he was speaking to them at the last phase of his life. He began to speak unto his own sons what is going to befall them in the future. A moment in life, a moment in destiny that must not be treated lightly was when anybody is going to depart. The other day somebody said that I was brought into a situation where I was, the person died in the hospital. Beloved, and they called me. I don't even know, I don't think they called me. I think I just called. And it happened to be that the person just died. And I prayed. And God was merciful to me, and the person woke up. actually, they didn't call me the second time. I just wanted to check up on them. And God told me that that person has passed now. I knew the instructions that I have given before that season. I was completely angry. And beloved, what do I have to say? I prayed a prayer. And I said to God, now the Lord is dealing with me, helping me to understand. I said, God, everyone and anyone that is part of that boy's death, because I saw so much contention about that life, I said, Lord, let this happen to them, let this happen to them, let this happen to them. Let the world know that they were part of wickedness and crookedness, and judge them. And beloved, I saw conversation. I don't know where the problem was coming from. I just think that that was wickedness that was done to the righteous. Beloved, before long, I got a physical call by somebody that was telling me, I want to talk to you, but I can't talk. Where people are, I don't want them to hear. I said, what? The person said, you know what you prayed. I said, what did I pray? And I said, were you there? What did you do? And the person said, I'm beginning to feel something. I said, what? Because when that person was going to pass away, the final moment, he turned himself around and looked and spoke. When the wicked have been wicked, when evil hands are engaged and they are the ones that are even feeling sorry the most. So what the person was saying is that the pronouncement is happening to the person, and all he wants to say, and you don't need to say it. I said to that person, why are you worried? Why can't you speak where everybody is? If you are not part of the person, if you have no hand in that person's death, then you are a free person. You don't need to call me. Because it was the devil that I targeted, and the demonic powers operating through any person that was responsible, that insisted that that boy must die, let God arise and judge them. So people can know that they were wicked and they can hide and still be haunting their victim until they waste their victim. But our sons and our daughters, they will not be an instrument of cruelty in the hand of the devil to us, our life, to us, our testimonies, to us, our career, to us, everything that God has given to us. The word of the Lord said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. You are my strength, the child of my vigorous youth. You are first in rank and first in power. That was what that child was designed to be. That was what it was designed to be. But the enemy used it to become an instrument of disappointment, an instrument that caused his father pain. Beloved, look at the expression that Jacob began to state. He said, uncontrolled as water, you shall not have preeminence. That is, you shall be forced no more. Because you went unto your father's bed, you defiled it, you went unto my couch. The enemy used a Reuben to trouble his own father. What trouble could he have done that much, sleeping with his father's wife and beloved, secured evil just because of what he had done? It was the enemy that did it, manipulated a man, beloved, like Reuben, against his own parents to do wickedly and do wickedness. It was not meant to be so. That is why you and I this morning, we must lift up our voice. You have said, any power anywhere that wants to turn the good gift in my children to become even an object of mockery, object of shame, object of reproach, object that caused me trouble, unsettlement, to waste my life, to waste my progress, to stand in the way of my settlement, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever it is that wants to use the children that were meant to be a blessing to me, to be used to devour my dignity, devour my honor, to devour my peace, to devour my joy, to devour my progress, today I cut you off, I cut you off, I cut you off, I cut you off, I cut you off today, by the power in the name of Jesus. I cut you off, I cut you off, I cut you off. Isa Pia to Gazot, Iloma Kuta Aza. Isa was meant to be, beloved, the firstborn of it was meant to be the firstborn of Isaac. But beloved, so it means it was meant to be first in everything. It means that when Isaac passed away, it was meant to hand over to Esau. But look at Esau. Esau sold his birthright. Because of his physical appetite, he lost his spiritual values, his heart reaches. His position was taken away from him. You have said, anything programmed into my children's life to make them to be misplaced in life, to lose their portion in life, it caused his own father pain. It became a failure in life beyond the Gekuzato. You have said, anything that wants my children to fail in destiny, to fail even in their health, to fail in their wealth, to fail in their progresses, to fail in their career, I overturn you. I destroy you right now. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isapia Atuato, Ondegeke Kusoto, Usaprondike Kusote, Isapia Atuato. On the Gekusote, Esusia, on the Gekusote, Isapia Atuato, on the Gekusoto, Usopron de Gekelibusote. That is why God has to use Moses, beloved, to undo the curse. Over Reuben, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 6, he said, let Reuben live and not die, nor his people be few. So these become victims of circumstances. We have gone through this over and over again. And then you and I, we have seen that part of the lineage of Reuben were the Dathan, the Abiram, and the three men who partnered with 250 people in Numbers chapter number 16 to rise up against a Moses. Beloved, they became instruments of cruelty wherever they go, because to become instrument of pain, instrument of disappointment, instrument in the hand of the devourer, instrument in the hand of a waster, instrument of cruelty in my life, in my business, in my career, in my family. Today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy that satanic evil programming. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you shall not prosper. Usopia atuazo. Ondege kekutoso. Zeplene kusto sosia. Zoplika tua atuate. Erapia otodokusato. Ondege kekuasa. My children, you shall become a joy to me. You shall not bring me pain, any problem, any sickness, any infirmity program into your life in order to trouble my life and trouble your life and trouble this household and trouble the work of our earth. I uproot it by fire. I uproot it by fire. I uproot it by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is up here at Tuazo. On the Gagoto, on the Gacusote, Esusia at Tuazo, on the Gacusote, Ilopia at Tuazo, on the Gacusote, Esusia at Tuate, Elapia at Tuate. You are the every predetermined counsel of the wicked to turn my children to an instrument that will make me weep this year. Lord God Jesus, I forbid you. I disallow you. You shall not prosper. 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 By the power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to fail right now. I charge you by the power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you shall fail. You shall fail. You shall fail. You shall fail. Declare that program and agenda of the enemy against our children, engaging or working our children. We command it to fail. Command it to fail. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to say, any arrow shot at the earth, let me and my children to introduce sickness, disability, and deformity in the life of my children. What are you waiting for? Backfire, backfire on your center. Every satanic arrow assigned against our children that cause a sudden misbehavior, sudden sicknesses, sudden deformity, sudden unexplainable situation. You command it to backfire on your sender, backfire on your sender, backfire on the sender, backfire on your sender. In lobby ecuato, otukusotie, esoprondig ecusote, esusia atuazo. On the Gekusote, Esusi Atua, and the Gekusoto, on the Gekusote, Isopia Atuate, and the Penonglocusia, and Donagosusia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the quellers are quell. And when they are doing crowds, they didn't know that the Almighty sister. Beloved, when I saw an individual was not even carrying any arrow at all. Like Elijah, God said, how to be victorious against the king of Syria. They were just using their own thumbnail, which is the toenail, to scratch the earth. And they were speaking names so that they were shooting arrow of words to attack and to affect life. You are going to say any personality that scratched the earth to program an evil arrow of infirmity into the life of any child that belongs to this commission, from day one old to 99 years old, let your evil arrow of what? Backfire upon you. For the Bible says, the weapon, no weapon that is formed or fashioned against us shall prosper. From today, I decree your evil arrow of what? Spoken to the earth at the mention of my name, at the mention of the name of my children, it backfires on you. I declare it a failure. I declare it a failure. I declare it a failure. Every satanically spoken arrow or sent arrow of darkness against my life, against the life of my children, against the work of my answer, I challenge you by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are a failure. Backfire on your sender. Backfire on your sender. Backfire on your sender. Backfire on your sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is a pia atugazote. Is a protugazate. Is a pia atuate. Ela pia otogukuzote. Is a protugaziate. Endegege libus ote. Is a pia atuate. Ela pia otrosuzia. Ondegege kusoto. Ondegege kusate. You are the arrow of oppression. Arrow of affliction. Arrow of trouble, arrow of sickness, arrow of deformity, shot against my children, expire by fire, you shall not prosper, expire by fire, expire by fire, expire by fire, expire by fire, Lord God Jesus, expire, 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 arrow of deformity, arrow of defect, I command you to expire. Expire. My children shall not die. My children shall live and not die. I charge you by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expire. 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 You are the every arrow of darkness that wants my children to expire before their time. I charge you by the power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expire for my children to live. Expire for my children to live. Expire for my children to live. Expire for my children to live now. Expire now. Let my children live. Expire. Let my children live. Expire. Let my children live. Expire. Arrow of the wicked in the body of my children. I pull you out by fire. Expire. Expire. Let my sons and my daughters live. Expire. Expire. By the power in the name of Jesus. Let my sons and my daughters live. Ni otua asuziato. Expire, 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 expire. Arrow of sickness, arrow of demonic defect in the body of my children, arrow of infirmity, of evilness, demonic program of disability in the body of my children. I command you to expire, expire, expire. Expire, 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 expire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I charge you by the power in the name of Jesus. Expire now, expire now, expire now, expire now. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's up here as it is altered. And they get consulted. You are speaking, you are saying. Any arrow of the enemy that has been received in the body of my children from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, jump out by fire, 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 by fire on your Jump out by fire. Backfire on your sender. Jump out by fire. Backfire on your sender. It's up here. Atuatu. On dengeke kusote. Esus here. Atuate. Eleke kutoso. Zeprendenge kusote. It's up here. Atuate. Endegeke kusoto. Osus here. Atuate. Ella pio otrogusate. Isso prodenge kusote. Isso pia atuate. Ella pio otuazo. Ondenge kusote. Endenge gelebrusote. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to begin to say to the Lord, every door that was opened in my family that attracts the satanic arrow of the wicked against my children, against my life, against my destiny, against my ministry, be closed by the power in the blood of Jesus. I close you. What am I saying? The door that was opened to Reuben's generation was the door that he opened by laying with his father's wife. And therefore he secured curses for his own generation yet to be born. You have said, any door open in my foundation, any door open by any family, familiar spirit, by any satanic, demonic personality in my foundation that attracts this season, satanic arrow into the life of my children, in the mighty name of Jesus, I shut you by fire. I shut that door. But the word of the Lord says, it said, I have set before you an open door that no man can shut. The only door that was meant to remain open is the door that the Almighty God has opened. But any door opened by wicked oppression in my family, any door opened by illegal behavior or personalities before me, by any satanic personality, hired hand of the wicked, operated in my foundation before I appear, that wants everyone born into that family to become a victim of satanic arrest, demonic attack, you say, I shut that door. I shut that door by the power and the blood of Jesus. Reuben, open it by disobedience. Every door of disobedience, open by parents, by grandparents, by ancestors, that causes even attack to life, to destiny, that makes life and destiny to become a victim of evil arrow. I shut that door by the power in the name of Jesus. I command it to shut. I shut that door. I shut that door. I shut the door in the name of Jesus. Isopi Atuaza. Every door that was opened that make our children to become a victim of satanic harassment, a victim of destruction, a victim of rebellion, a victim of disobedience. In the name of Jesus, I shut you. I shut you. I shut you. Every being good to answer the Atua. That door was open. It caused Dathan and Abiram to make mistakes. They were going into error that affected their position in the marketplace. They became displaced. You have said, every door opening my foundation that makes me to make mistakes at the edge of my miracle, to break down at the edge of my breakthrough, to be disfavored at the edge of supernatural favor. Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus that speak better things than the blood of Abel, I shut it. I render those demonically open door. I render them impotent. I render them even short. This body, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is so peace to the soul, is so brought to the heart, elebekua atuazo, on the gekesusie. Ella pio otro susiato, onde gege libros ote, ende gege kuaza, ella pio otu azo, ende ge etua azu azo, onde ge kusoto, Isapia atongele prosiato. Ishtalabangle kukusote. Isoprondege kusote. Isapia atuate. Endagasa ata. You have said, oh God, my Father, you are a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:29. Jeremiah 23:29. My Father, you are a consuming fire. Locate by your fire every arrow of the wicked that is thrown at any of my children, spiritually, physically, mentally. Lord, locate the arrow of the wicked. Uproot it by your fire. Let your fire charge the body, the life, the destiny of every child in this commission, of every demonic deposit, of every satanic enlargement or dislodgement, of every demonic infirmity in the body of the prevailers, Usopia Atu Azo, Ondegekekusote, Esusi Atua, Endegekekulobros Ate, Endega Asuate, Elapio Otu Azo, Endegekekusoto, Ondegekosuato, Ondegekusote. Ella pio otu aso, ella pondege kusote, iso protuso ate, iso pia atu ase, endege kusote, ege kusote, iso prondege kusote, istoso si atua, illo bolengre si ato. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are speaking into the life, into the destiny of every child in this commission. The day old and the 99 years to the 99 years old, you have said, arrow of the crooked and the wicked shall not prosper in your life. The prevailers, arrows of the wicked and the crooked shall not prosper in the life, in the destiny of the prevailers, in the marriage of the prevailers, in the ministry of the prevailers, in the career of the prevailers, in the finances of the prevailers. Arrow of disfavor, arrow of death, arrow of defeat, arrow of destruction, arrow of evil paralysis, arrow of failures in any organs of the body, you shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. But the power in the name of Jesus, you shall not prosper. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia Atugazote, Isoprondege Kuzote, Isopia Atugazote, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegeke Kusote, Isoprondegeke Suato, Ondegeke Librusote, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegeke Librusote, Istososia, Ondegeke Librusote, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegeke Librusote, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegeke Kutoso, Isoprondegeke Suate, Elapio Otogosuate, Endegeke Kusote, Elapio Otugazo, Isoprondegeke Suate, Isoproto, Osusi Atuate, Elapio Otua Atuate, Endegeke Kusote, Endegeke Kusote, Isopio Otuazo, Ondegeke Kusote, Isoprondege Kosuate, Endegeke Lebrusote, Esu Atua, 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 Atuazo, Ondegeke Kusote, Endegeke Kusote, Endegeke Librusote, Endegeke Kua Asuate, Esoprondege Kesuate, Elapio Otugasuate, Endegeke Librusote, Endegeke Kusuto, Osusia Atuato, Ondegeke Kusoso, Isoprondegeke Suate, Ilomolengle, Sosuatuazo, Ondegekuazo, Endegeke Librusote, Isopia Atuate, Endegeke Librusote, Esusia Atuate, Elabio Otoguzaate, Endegeke Librusote, Isopia Dobosiate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, every counsel of the enemy against any of our children has failed. Because the word of the Lord says so. It said, no weapon that is formed or fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, they shall be condemned. It's not the time to sleep, beloved. It is the time to press in for your tomorrow. Beloved, so you saw the Israelites. They have just crossed the Red Sea. They came a long way to get to where they were. They have just crossed the Red Sea. They have just sang a good song, celebrating their victory and celebrating the fact that the Lord drowned their enemy of many years. The enemy that refused them to go. The stubborn enemy and gave them victory. They have just come to a moment of celebration and of thanks unto God. Moses sang a beautiful song unto the Lord and said, oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The earth and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God. Praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. He chose his chosen captain. Also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellency, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You set forth your wrath and consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters are gathered together. The floods stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the earth of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Wicked enemy does not want them to move from where they are to begin to advance forward in the direction of the destiny to go and serve God. So he plotted, he said that he will use a sword and it will destroy the people. Beloved, for every evil that the wicked wished was what happened unto them. That is why you are going to say every evil that any personality, any power operating through the covering of darkness wish, any evil intention, any evil plan that they wish against me. And today I command you, return unto the end of the wicked. In sapi atuazo, o tuate. Ella pio otobuza ato endegege kusoto otua and dogege kutoso. Every demonic evil plan, evil plot of the wicked against me, I decree and declare, return back unto their own end today. Le epe to gozo osusia apio otugazo ella petong le kutosote. Esusia proto, zeprina custo sociate, leke kuto, o susia. Let every evil thought, imagination of the wicked against my household, against the prevailers of the commission, let it return over their own head. And the demonic agent hired by hell to monitor the lives of our children, to monitor this commission for evil, to turn it to any household for evil, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let your evil expectation, every evil thought of your heart against us, let it return back to you. Let it return back unto you. Let it backfire on you. Let it return back unto the wicked. Lord, I decree and declare, every evil plan, evil plot of the wicked against this commission, against any of our children, I command it to backfire on them, backfire on them, backfire on them. went out after her with timbrels and with dances. That is how joyful they are when generations have been beloved in trouble for 430 years. And these are the first generation that came out of that trouble. Beloved, they sang to the Lord. They said, for he has triumphed gloriously. The earth and the rider he has thrown into the sea. And you know, when the women take the stage, you can know that there is a lot of joy in that place. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they were out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Moving forward after coming out of the Red Sea, and then they met dryness. Now when they came to Mara, and Mara means bitter, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Mara. And the people complained against Moses, what shall we drink? So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Mara is something that we meet along the pathway to the destiny location. Something that you never thought was in the way. Mara was not newly created. Mara had existed before they passed through the place. It has been Mara for everybody that passed through the place. But there is a generation of the upright that must say, my case is different. What does Mara do to them? Beloved, I want you to see the secret. When they came to Mara, they cried out to the Lord. And the Lord showed Moses a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statue and an ordinance for them. And there he tested them and said, if you will diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right, give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there by the waters. Before they all came to the place of the palms, they passed through the place that was bitter. They passed through the land, beloved, that was considered a bitter place. When something causes you bitterness, beloved, it is not what anybody will find pleasure in. The Bible says it was called Mara because it was bitter. But they located a tree. The tree is the rod that came out of the stem of Jesse that turned the bitter life to a sweet life. Bitterness of sorrow, bitterness of pain, bitterness of disappointment. They have just had a something new, good, happening to them. How come? Bitter came. That bitterness, what you see is that water is making the place people are becoming sick. They were becoming unfit. Beloved, it became a place of pain. as I raise the race of destiny that was assigned to create bitter ending, bitter life, bitter experiences that was meant to cause me grief. In the mighty name of Jesus, I overturn you by the word of the Lord. In Sophia, Atua, Atua, Asusi, Atua, Endege Kuzote, the word that is used for Mara, the word that is used for bitterness, that is used for discontentment, that is used for beloved rage, that is used for chaff, be Endege Kuzote. That is why you are saying every program in the pathway of my life, sponsored by the enemy, in the pathway of my children's life, sponsored by the devil, to cause us pain, to cause us problems, to cause us this disappointment, to make us to feel shame, feel ashamed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not prosper. I cancel you. I cancel you. I cancel you. It's a fear unto us. When you are walking through, beloved, the wilderness where it ought, you want water. The water there became poison. Poison. Unsweetened water, water of pain, water of problem, water of disaster and destruction, water of poverty, water of evil disobedience, water that brings up occurrences that you and I need an healing for. You have said every water that I have drunk that is sponsoring sickness, sponsoring pain, sponsoring problem, joblessness and hopelessness, sponsoring disease and disaster, in the life of my children, in my life, water that is smelling, water that is causing in my life, whether they are spiritual or they are physical, whatever water of the wicked have fed me with to introduce poison that cause pain in my life, I command it to dry up my fire, dry up my fire, dry up my fire, dry up my fire. Dry up my fire! Dry up my fire! Dry up my fire! Dry up! Dry up! Dry up! Dry up! By fire, by force, let every demonic poison in the system of the prevalence begin to dry up now! Dry up in the name of Jesus! Dry up in the mighty name of Jesus! Dry up in the mighty name of Jesus! Dry up in the mighty name of Jesus! Let every remains of the deposit in the body of the prevailers begin to dry up now. Li akwa ato dogozote, eso protuzate, ella pia ato dogozote, eso siatuate, ella pia ato gozuate. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, so you will see the root, beloved. God married to one of the children of Naomi. They left Bethel, a place where there was plenty. There was absolutely nothing that was wrong with love and with her husband. Beloved, when they leave, they left okay. But they were looking for green pastures. They were looking for a better life. But the enemy used that better life to add, beloved, bitter life unto Naomi. That Naomi, because he lost his sons, he lost her, she lost her sons and her husband. Elimelech, as her husband died, beloved, and the two children also, that got married to the same Moabites. The people from Moab, that you see that God was spoken about when Elijah was guided. Beloved, when he was guiding the king of Syria, he said, waste all these people by shooting an arrow. You saw that they were not all wasted at that time. And so you will see that because there was a temporary famine, been in Bethlehem, that Elimelech and Naomi, and they begin to look for other opportunities in another place. They were looking for better life. But yet they came to a location that is full of idolatry. The land of the Moab, beloved, where the people are demonic, they worship the devil, not God. And beloved, in that place, they suffered a loss. Naomi suffered a loss. Beloved, that suddenly the kids were sick, things were going on, and beloved, as sons, they died. Our husband died. And what did he say? He said, "Don't call me. This is a bitter experience. I don't want to be called Naomi anymore." Beloved, she refused the name that she was given as Naomi because the sweetness was torn, beloved, onto a bitter experience because they were in a polluted environment. Satanically organized location. And many times you and I, we just walk anywhere, do anything. We really don't know. We are not aware of what we were meant to do. And we become personalities because of lack of insight and foresight. Just enter into a location and things begin to go wrong, where things were meant to go even well with us, beloved, because we have come to the wrong place. Beloved, so this morning, by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are speaking to your home, to your environment, and the place that you have gone into with your children that has become that the enemy wants to use to sow bitterness, bitter experience, that the enemy wants to use to kill. If it has killed other people before you came there, beloved, your case is different. You are saying this house, this community, this nation, you shall not be a burial ground for my children. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Mekuta Asusiato. Please mute yourself. It's a piatua. Leke kutoso. So piatuate. Ende kekusote. I decree and declare. Do susi apio otugazate. Every satanic demonic place that I have entered into ignorantly, if they know that that was a land that killed people, if they actually know that it looks good, it's offering what looks completely good because we were facing famine at the moment, they would not have gone there. If they know the people were, they die. A place that was meant to offer better life, that the enemy uses to alter what was bitter experience. Beloved, now me that was meant to be called my delight said, "Give me another name, call me Mara." Because of the losses that she had experienced. Beloved, you're saying this home, this location, this office, this relationship, you shall not give me bitterness. I refuse you from configuring my life and adding bitterness into my life. I reject you. You have said every demonic evil program in the foundation of this home, in the foundation of this community, in the foundation of this nation, that add bitter experience to strangers, to visitors, to those who live there. You are saying, you shall not prosper. In my own life, you shall not prosper. In my own oto o so pia atuazo onde ke ke kusoto o so atuate elle pe kutogo susia endolobosi ato. Beloved, the environment was polluted. Not only was it polluted, they named their children a name that makes them to become a victim of the environment. He called one of his children Chilon. Chilon means pining. When something is pining, it means waste. They called another one Malon. Malon means sick. But there are personalities that don't call their children there, but they have attached sickness to the life of children in the realm of the spirit. And when the powers of darkness attach sickness to people's life, they can say they were born with it. They can say that it was in their genetic order. That is satanically demonic. Name calling, name attachment. They call their own children. They call them Malon and Chilon. And that means sick and pining. That is wasting away. When they were in the land of covenant, the land where it is a land that is dedicated to God, in Bethlehem, if you don't know it, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. In a manger, in that Bethlehem, God has his imprint in that place. Beloved, what you and I saw, the one that is called my delight now became one that suffered a loss. Beloved, Elimelech means my God is king. The one that exalted the name of the Lord was wasted in a rough place. They named their children a name that a land that is polluted became a place that attacked and said, now I must waste the life of these kids. And he did that. I wanted to say, any name spiritually attached to my children that speaks of deadness, that speaks of death, that attracts sickness and wasted to the life of my children, today in the mighty name of Jesus, I erase you. I cancel every evil attached to any name given to my children. I erase such names in the name of Jesus. Any sickness attached to my children from the placenta, from the genetic order in the life of my children, today I command you, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled. Lord God Jesus, be canceled, 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 be canceled. Every genetic defect, every genetic deformity, every hormonal imbalance, any form of sickness, infirmity, any deformity that attaches itself to any of my children by any satanic power, by any demonic entity, by any oppression of darkness, today in the name of Jesus, I cancel you. I cancel you. I cancel you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I cancel you. Lord God Jesus, I cancel you. My children will not be an instrument of devourer. Even to me, they are my instrument of blessing. Because when they are sick, beloved, money that you are meant to spend is being used in the wrong way. What you were meant to use to raise them, beloved, now become what one is using in a negative way. You have said today, every instrument that as an instrument of darkness attaching any sickness, any wastage disease, any terminal disease, any disease of darkness, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, against the life of my children, in the name of Jesus, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled. canceled, be canceled. By the power in the name of Jesus, I cancel you today. By the power in the mighty name of Jesus, be canceled, 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 be canceled. In the name of Jesus, be canceled. In the name of Jesus, be canceled. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I cancel you today. I erase you by the blood of Jesus. It's a piatuazo. On the gekesuate. Ilobakutazo. On the gekekusote. Ilobakutazote. Elapia otagukuzote. En the gekekusote. En the gekasiate. Because I so associated with idolatry misstep. Are coming into the land. Even though they bear the name, nothing has affected them but because they came to a strange land. But for Israelites, they cried out to God, this devil has existed here before we came here. We have a destination to come to go into. This place must not be our burial ground. We must get to the destination that you have ordained for us. And beloved, it changed that water. They put a stick into that water. And the water that was speaking of death now became a water that spoke of life. It became sweet. It became sweet water. And I told you that they put a stick into it. That rod that they put into that water, beloved, was the rod out of the stem of Jesse. And the one who came from the stem of Jesse nullify every curse that was speaking against us in Galatians chapter 3. In Galatians chapter number 3, you and I will see that Jesus Christ, he breaks every form of curses and overturn curses for blessings for us. Beloved, there wasn't, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing, for it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone that is hung upon the tree. So he was the one, the one of the rod out of the stem of Jesse. He was the one who hung upon the tree. And a tree was placed into that water of Marah and changed it, beloved, to a sweet water. Jesus Christ, he prayed, the tree was the cross that he went on to break every power of curses and to replace curses, beloved, with blessings. He said, through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the gentle with the same blessing he promised Abraham, so that he who has believers might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Therefore, this morning you are saying, every demonic attachment of curses that is speaking deadness and deadly disease into the life of anyone in this commission, you are saying, because of the finished work of Calvary, I overturn you against the wicked, but in the favor of the prevailing, begin to speak of healing now, begin to speak of recovery now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I overturn you, I overturn you, by the power in the name of Jesus, I overturn you. Le ekuto osuate, you are said, all thou Son of the living God, let the power of resurrection begin to speak concerning my children, concerning every prevailer, bringing healing, bringing wholeness, bringing wellness, bringing revival, bringing a change of story, bringing a reconfiguration according to the order of God, eliminating any deposit of darkness in the life of the prevailers. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, last us it this morning. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 3. Hebrews 11, verse number 3. The word of the Lord says, by faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. At God's command, that is, everything that you see, we understand that they were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. Everything. So that what is seen was not made out of the things that are visible. They were made by the word of God. And that word of God is life. John 6, verse number 63. He said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. It has the power of life because the one who spoke the word is the way, the truth, and the life. No man go unto the Father except through him. And beloved, as Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent forth his word and he healed our land and delivered us from all our oppression. And so also, you see the word of the Lord, that God's word has deliverance from every oppression, deliverance from bitterness, deliverance from every form of affliction, and it has the power to heal. It delivers from that which was sent to destroy. Beloved, it rescues from that which was sent to maim us. It rescues from that which was meant to kill us. It rescues from that which was meant to deliver the result of the wicked. Beloved, it rescues us against every expectation of the wicked. And beloved, that is why somebody like a Peter could say to the Lord, when others were turning their back against Jesus, he said to his disciples, do you also want to go? Do you? You do not want to live to do you, Simon Peter answered. Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. You are our only hope. Your word has the power over deadness. Jesus, John chapter number 11, 25. It said, I am the resurrection and the life. You have said everything that the enemy has made in my children, Lord, or in my life, by the power of your word that raised Jesus Christ from death. Lord, raise me today, raise me today, raise today. Everything that the enemy has made, everything that the enemy has killed, Lord, let the resurrection power by the word of God penetrate into those areas, into those situations. Let there be a raise now. Raise our children, Lord, from anything that was meant to bury them, to see appear unto the Zartans. Endege kekuzoto, o suzia appear unto the Zartans. El appear unto suzia. Ela pio otogo, zosia tua asu ate, endege kekusote, esusia atua, ondege keke libruso ote, ela pio otugazo, ela pio otua, ondege keke libruso ote, Isapia atuato. Onde gegege libru. Isapia atuato. Onde gegege libru soote. Isapia atuato. Onde gegege kusoto. Osusia atuato. Elapio otoguza ate. Onde gekuzote. Isapro. Gekuzote. Isopia atuato. Onde gegege kusoto. Isopronto. Liga ke kuzote isopria asu ate usasi atua onde ke kesa ate begin to ask for supernatural healing at all because healing is the children's bread. Spiritual healing, mental healing, healing a beloved area. You are saying, let there be healing now. Be healing now. Let there be healing now. Let there be wholeness. Let there be healing. Usopia atu gazote. Eso prondega kasuate. Isopia atu aso. Lord, let there be honor. Spiritual soundness. Physical and mental soundness. For my mind. Oh God, let there be healing. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atu gazote, esosi atuale, lekua apio otu gazate, endegeke kuzote, isoprotuaza, leke kutoso su atuate, endegeke kuzote, isoprendege kuzote, le etua asu ato, ondegeke kuzote, isopia atuate, a shed of days. Let there be honest. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Let there be healing now. Usopia atuazo. Ondegege kuzote. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege kuzote. Oh God that never lie. Lord, by your word, your sent word, locate any prevailer. Seek this body. Lord, let there be healing. Let there be rescue from sicknesses. Lord, restore health unto us and heal us of every wound, spiritual wounds, ill wounds in the ministry, wounds in any career, wounds in our calling. Let there be healing now. Let the healing virtue of God flow. Li amon dega kusote. Esu tua atuazo. On dega apio otu gazate. En dega ke kusote. Esusia atuate, leke kutolo brosi ato, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Can you begin to thank the Lord this morning? And we say to the Lord as we go, even to rest, as we come back in the early hours of the morning, 5 a.m., Lord, let the heavens be open over our lives for a divine visitation. Let our word come. And let your name be glorified in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zepondeli ke kuzoto lebrene ne kuzate. Endo ke le mengrasi atua. Zoprotuza atua. Zepolongresi ato. Ondege kuzote. Elebredi kuzote. Izoprondege kuzote. Nike kuazo. Ondege kuzote. Elebrusu ate. Elabio otugazu ate. Endege ke kuzoto lebresi atua. Elabio otua atua. Zeke kuto le krasu ato. Ela megalu krosu ate. Elabio otuga azo otua atua ate. Endege ke librus ote. Endege ke librus ote. Esu ato. Endege ke librus ote. Isopia. Ondege ke kuto otua ate. Ela bio otua, ela mongrasi ato, osusi atua, ato golombre negezuate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you this morning for the work of deliverance that you have wrought in our lives over this week. Lord, we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for freedom for our children. Lord, thank you, oh God, for reconfiguring our children's life and eliminating every seed of darkness that was sown into any life. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the terminating disease has been terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Every form of affliction and harassment has been brought to a perpetual end. Therefore, I thank you for the reviving, for the restoring, for the recovering that you have brought about by the power of your word and by the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of the prevailer's children. Therefore, our children are taught of the Lord. Grace shall be their peace from day one year old, from day one old to their 99 years old. We decree and declare that the Lord has restored unto us even our health, our wealth, whatever was lost in the time of passing through Mara by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the finished Calvary. God has brought them back even for a gain for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for restoring health and wealth. Thank you for restoring even sanity, soundness in the body. Thank you for restoring joy in the home. Thank you for the gift that you have given unto us. They were to add value to our life, not to deliver devalue our lives. Thank you for the gift that our children are to us, not to become a pain or a problem to us, but they become to us an instrument that God has given for joy, for gladness, even for pleasure, and not for pain or for problem. We give you praise, our God. Therefore, our children shall not become a misfired arrow in the hand of their maker. They will not be a misfired arrow in our life, in our ministry, in our career, in our businesses, in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not harbor satanic, demonic arrow to trouble or to trouble our life or our destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, every thought and plan of God for every one of the children in this commission, they shall meet with divine realization in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as we lay down and sleep tonight, our sleep shall be sweet. Even in the night season, we will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walking in it. We will not be confused. We will be divinely guided and directed and instructed. Therefore, the enemy that come against us, they shall fall for our sakes, and before our face they shall fall. When they came like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will terrorize them and will drive them away. Our terror will fall upon those who want to make us afraid from today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, even as we return at the 5 a.m., that our heaven shall be open, even for the voice of the Lord to be heard in our lives. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus. Therefore, I speak to your dream life. Your dream shall not become a nightmare. The enemy will not be able to attack anyone in their dream. I decree and declare that the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So as we return at the 5 a.m., we return even to experience the fullness of God and everything that God has prepared for us to move us forward, even to in the race of destiny, they shall locate us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now unto you, the everlasting Father, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, that is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. My Father, you the one who is the word that I speak, and you express yourself through my mouth. Lord, thank you, my Father, for what you have done this morning, for you perform the word of your servant and you execute the word of your messenger. Therefore, I rejoice in you, Lord, that even once again you will exceed my imagination and even prayer or expectation, as you perform to perfection your every single word in the life of your servants, in the life of this commission, in all of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Because the grass withered and the flower fell, but your word abided forever. Therefore, what you have done today is permanent. There will not be any regression. But I decree and declare, as the path of the just is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day, so what the word of God has worked out tonight, God's word will sustain, will move forward, will settle and establish, and will perform without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, none of the dreams of God will be miscarried or aborted, or killed or destroyed. Any reinforcement of darkness against the doings of God that he has done in our lives today, backfire on the wicked in the name of Jesus. And those that dig a pit for us, they shall be buried in that pit. There will not be a way of escape for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, for it is really concerning, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Therefore I decree that even when we are sleeping or when we are awake, we are not permitted to be touched by any satanic demonic entity, for we bear in our bodies the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Henceforth, no man is permitted to trouble us. Our troublers are troubles. Those who work ill against us, they are cursed. But those who work in our favor, they are blessed with the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow unto it. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.